First, Wisconsin's known for a lot of things. Cheese, other kinds of dairy, the Green Bay Packers, now the Foxconn deal, the Driftless region, the list just keeps going on and on. But for many people around the country, Wisconsin is known for its beer.
Beer is a huge part of both the state's economy and its history. And if you needed any more convincing, don't forget that our Major League Baseball team is called the Brewers. And our next guest is here to give us a guide to the state's best beer.
Kathy Flanagan joins us now. She's a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and author of the book Beer Lovers Wisconsin, Best Breweries, Brew Pubs, and Beer Bars. Kathy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
What led you to want to make this guide to the beers of Wisconsin?
Well, the Globe Pequot publishers asked if I would write it, and I thought, yes. Yeah, I would. That would be great.
It was up your alley, though, right? This wasn't out of nowhere
right.
for you.
I write about beer for the Journal Sentinel, craft beer, and I started that about 4 years ago. And as part of that, we also have a listing online that you, it's an interactive. It lists all the breweries in the state. It's because it's a living, breathing thing, we can update it more often. But this way, I get to check out most of the breweries in person. So I did double duty.
So let's go a little bit further back. How did beer gain such a foothold in the state?
German immigrants, we have the perfect water setting. We have the perfect, you could go get ice. Lagering is pretty easy to do here because of the weather. There was barley then, there were hops then. It made sense.
So it was just sort of a natural fit for the immigrants coming to Wisconsin to make beer kind of the state drink.
Yeah, for a long time, Wisconsin grew its own barley and its own hops, and a hop blight eventually ended. The great number of hops farms, but it's growing back again. People are trying it one more time, and they're more resistant to the kinds of things that killed it off a long time ago. But also, I think John Gerda once told me, for people who were here as who came here as immigrants, they worked really hard. They worked long hours and they worked every day, and Sunday would be their day off and beer was their drink of choice.
Fast forwarding a bit, once upon a time, it seems like there was a brewery in every town, lots of local beers to be had. Then the industry consolidated. There weren't as many choices. And now here we are again. We have all of these local craft breweries again, which is most of what your book is about. How did Wisconsin become such a haven for craft brewing?
Well, Prohibition killed a lot of them. And then Madison, actually, I think was the had more craft breweries than Milwaukee for a while, but Milwaukee did have among the first, Brecker and then Lakefront, which turns 30 this year, and even Water Street Brewery, which also turns 30 this year. But then, I think that same with the farm-to-table movement. People want their beer, they want to know where their beer is from, and mostly they want to talk about their beer. Brewers and chefs are kind of the new rock stars. Breweries are kind of the new way we talk about things. Like as I was growing up in the 70s and 80s, I saw the Police in 1978, and I would say, I knew them before they were big. And you can do that about breweries and certain specific beers now.
So how has the craft brewing industry changed over the last 10 years or so now?
It's multiplied. I think we have 25 in Milwaukee now. And I would say even 7 years ago, we had four. It's multiplied. And people enjoy going there. They enjoy meeting the brewer. There are different kinds of beers. I think the tastes of the public have changed so that they want something new and exciting, and they want the next big thing all the time. The Northeast is known for its juicy IPAs, which are not as hoppy and as bitter as the West Coast ones. And I think here in Wisconsin, they've developed their own sense of what an IPA should taste like, and we're getting more confident about our beers and the stature they have.
So, quick question. The craft beer movement has really, really taken off over the last decade or so. Wisconsin has a foothold, but of course, there are other states in the country that also claim that they have the best beer. What I mean, not that we want to pick sides here, but, you know, how does Wisconsin compare to, say, a Michigan, which is right across the lake?
I think Wisconsin is really at the point to be able to go toe-to-toe with Michigan. I mean, Michigan has a lot of beers, and I think that they have been organized a lot longer than Wisconsin in some ways. They took advantage of having so many craft beers. But I think that if you look at Wisconsin and you look at Central Waters and you look at New Glarus and Lakefront and Wisconsin Brewing and some of the regional breweries in the state that I'm going to forget and are going to be mad at me, but they could go toe-to-toe, and I think we just need to take better advantage of showing people what's in the state. That was the fun part of the book. Small towns like Bloomer or Potosi have breweries, and, you know, you need to go there and visit them because their town, they keep them in business, but it's also kind of one of those fun finds. And, you know, Michigan's Pure Michigan campaign has done a lot to make us think about that with them. Plus they've, you know, they've also, what's it called when you just like jump on the bandwagon for their wines first, and then all the brewers took off from there. And I think we have those capabilities here, and certainly our beer is really pretty darn good.
We're talking to Kathy Flanagan right now. Her new book is Beer Lovers Wisconsin, Best Breweries, Brew Pubs, and Beer Bars. And Kathy, you break up your book by region. So let's take a look at least at a few of the regions around the state. Let's start in your backyard in Milwaukee. You said, what, over 30 craft brewers now? Take us through the beer scene there.
I think there are 25, I think I counted the other day. I was writing something on it. And they're really small ones like Urban Harvest, which is on 5th Street. 5th Street in Milwaukee has three breweries you can just walk to. One that used to be in Madison but found its footing here, Mobcraft, and then there's Brenner Brewing. And then there's Urban Harvest, which is it's a one-barrel brewery. It's really small, but it's got a big theater in the back of it, and they're really welcoming, and it's kind of sweet to go to. We have two breweries that are just out of the ordinary breweries in that one of them, 1840, gets its wort from other brewers. It makes its wort at other brewers, and then it ferments it in barrels, and it's only open once a month. The other one, Like Minds, it does much the same. You can buy specialty brews once a week. That's how they do it. And then we have some more traditional breweries like Lakefront, which is known for its tours and its beer. And same with Milwaukee Brewing, which is moving into a huge new facility. So it keeps growing, and there are a couple of more on their way. I think the bulk of the growth was last year, but we'll see probably three or four more in the next 2 years.
Now, looking at Madison, which you said had the sort of the big craft beer resurgence, how is Madison, you know, playing a role right now?
Madison is continuing to grow, and I'm having trouble keeping up with it, to tell you the truth. I'm really lucky that for our beer near the list, the interactive list we do at the Journal Sentinel, people keep me informed. But, you know, Madison's had Wisconsin Brewing, and, you know, Capital Brewing has been around for a while, and Ale Asylum and Carbon 4, they're all really, really good. I think my biggest discovery last summer was Alt Beer because they're the gluten-free beer, and it's delicious. I didn't realize I wouldn't miss gluten. You know, plus they've got a lot of growth going on there, and I think that they were the place that first discovered craft beer and first, you know, in the way that it became the corner bar kind of craft beer brewery.
How about the Fox Cities area? You've got a whole section devoted to Oshkosh, Sheboygan, Appleton, so Fox Cities and beyond, I guess.
That, you know, as you can tell, that's growing as well. There are a couple, I love Three Sheeps in Sheboygan, and I think they're one of the bigger production breweries in that area. There are a number of really good beer bars in Sheboygan now. In Appleton, there are, you know, a couple of breweries to go to. I went to Bare Bones in Oshkosh, which you can see right off the freeway. And you get the idea, you get the sense that people really wanted something like this in their backyard. They want that ability to say they have a brewery in their town, in their hometown, and to take people to it. So I think that's what a lot of this is about. Same way you want a farm-to-table restaurant in your town, same way you want some fine dining. Another component of that is to have a brewery there.
So breweries are clearly becoming part of the community. Kathy Flanagan is with us now. She's a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and the author of Beer Lovers Wisconsin, Best Breweries, Brew Pubs, and Beer Bars. And we're talking beer right now on Central Time.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a recommendation of a great Wisconsin beer, maybe for the autumn season or any time of year, a favorite brewery in the state or a place to get beer? Or do you need a recommendation for the place you live, a place you're going to? I bet Kathy could help you out. Call now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Also call in if you're a brewer yourself. You can also email ideas@wpr.org.
We'll pick up that conversation after a quick break. Stay with us here on Central Time.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. Right now, we're continuing our conversation about beer, fall beers, the best breweries by region, and a whole lot more with Kathy Flanagan. She's a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and the author of Beer Lovers Wisconsin, Best Breweries, Brew Pubs, and Beer Bars.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. What is your favorite Wisconsin beer, your favorite Wisconsin brewery? Is there something you look forward to this time of year, or maybe a new one? Or do you need some recommendations, maybe for something in your backyard or when you're traveling around the state? Do you brew yourself at home or professionally? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or tweet us at Central Time WPR.
And we are going to go to our callers right now. Andy in Chippewa Falls, how are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
So what is your brewery recommendation?
The brewery that I would recommend would be Oliphant Brewery over in Somerset, Wisconsin. They make a great beer called Honey's Honey. It's a peanut butter ale with lactose. It's fantastic.
Peanut butter?
Did I
hear the words peanut butter and ale together?
Yeah.
How is that?
It's pretty good. The lactose kind of gives it a different mouthfeel, so it's pretty fantastic. I love it a lot.
I mean, that does sound really interesting. A peanut butter-based beer with lactose. Thank you so much for that call, Andy. So he's recommending Honey Honey from Oliphant in Somerset. And is that, Kathy, a brewery that you visited?
Excuse me, as I choked to death. Yes, it is. It was pretty fun. My daughter lives in Minneapolis, and so she went with me, and it's not very far from the border. And the place is just really funky. They have great artwork, and the owners are wonderful. At the time, I'm not sure they still have it, but they had a VHS room where everybody go in and sit on couches and watch old movies. I think Space Jam was playing the day I was in there.
For it.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call and the recommendation at 800-642-1234. We'll go now to Michael in Onalaska. Michael, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What do you got for us, Michael?
Well, my recommendation is in La Crosse. It's on J Street, right next to the big bus grand station there. It's called Stolpe Steinhaus. It's the only German bar in La Crosse. And what's great about it, they've got a lot of taps available. You can sample different beers and see what you like. They got great food and 250 brats on Friday, so that's my recommendation.
Do you have a reserved stein there, Michael? Can you do that?
Yeah, it takes a while to get them.
Okay.
I haven't gotten mine yet, but I'm hoping.
You'll get those Packer season tickets before you get your stein there, right?
Yeah, you betcha.
Michael, thanks a lot. So there are a lot of these around the state, aren't there, Kathy? Kind of the German-style beer house with the steins hanging up and on from the ceiling.
Oh, there are a ton of them, and I wish I could have gone to all of them. When I was in La Crosse, I went to Turtle Stack, which is right by the river, and they have really delicious lagers. And I ran into Dave Anderson, another brewer there. He owns Dave's Brew Farm, which is in Wilson, and then also Pearl City's in La Crosse. So, the German beer halls are great. The places to get good German beer are sort of a staple of Wisconsin. And I don't think you can do that in just any old state.
And we have an email from Nola. She recommends Hillsborough Brewing Company. She said that they visited and enjoyed six different craft beers, and she recommends Big Jim as an awesome dark beer. So a couple of things. First, of course, you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. And, you know, she's recommending a dark beer, and we are getting into fall right now, and that's kind of the dark beer season. Are you familiar with that brewing company? And, you know, maybe we should start thinking about some warmer beers for the cooler temperatures.
I do know Hillsborough. They're so nice. Went into them at Dells on Tap a couple weeks ago, and yeah, it is. I don't make beer, and I'm only still learning about beer. But before, when I was a wine drinker, white wine was summer, red wine was winter, and I feel that way about lighter beers in summer, and now move into porters and stouts. And I think that that's pretty common, especially when you consider there are a lot of Black Friday releases. They're going to be more this year. Lakefront has its stout. I'm not going to be able to say it right, but Russian Imperial Stout. It releases on Black Friday, and a couple of other places are doing that. Third Space in Milwaukee just released its Mocha Java Porter, which, is kind of that stuff that makes you feel warm and cozy and sort of tastes like cocoa, and you can imagine yourself breaking the lawn and then going in and drinking it and sitting by a fire. That's what it's all about. That's what porters are like this time of year.
We're talking to Kathy Flanagan from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Her new book is called Beer Lovers Wisconsin, Best Breweries, Brew Pubs, and Beer Bars. Back to your calls now at 800-642-1234. Kyle is with us in Dodgeville. Kyle, hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. What do you have for us, or do you have a question?
I had a question. I was wondering what you guys like for Oktoberfest style of beer.
Kathy, any good Oktoberfest beers?
I really like Staghorn from New Glarus, and I also, Tyranina makes a good Oktoberfest. I'm not the hugest Oktoberfest fan there is. My husband is. I like them, but they're not my favorite style.
All right. Hope that helps you out, Kyle.
Sorry.
That's okay. No, that's you got two concrete suggestions there. I'm all for it. You mentioned the friendliness, Kathy, and something you mentioned in your book, actually, is that a lot of brewers are really eager to help introduce new people to brewing, which seems kind of counterintuitive. You're training potentially your competition, but it seems like there's really a good spirit of helping each other out.
Yeah, I hear this phrase, the rising tide lifts all boats phrase all the time. I think they help each other, and it makes sense because the analogy would be a mall. When you're in a mall, you don't stop shopping at one store. You like to see what's in the different stores. If there are breweries near each other, you like to see what the different breweries do. Nobody does it exactly the same way. So helping each other only builds up the business and only builds up the talk about the business of beer. So they do seem to be, pretty nice to each other, sharing yeast, working together. Several brewers in Milwaukee have a group that has events once a month together, and people are invited to come and try everybody else's beer. It makes sense. It sort of promotes beer in and of itself.
So, as you said earlier, Kathy, there are a lot of breweries in the state, and it seems like there are some that just keep opening, they keep popping up. For people who are enthusiastic or who want to learn more about Wisconsin breweries, how can they, maybe get involved before they get overwhelmed by just the sheer number in the state?
You can start small and you can go to a festival. Unfortunately, much of the festival season has ended for this year. It'll get started. There'll be a couple more, but it'll get started again in February, and then it goes. And I think at festivals, you can try different beers in small amounts. But if you go, more and more taverns and bars have all different kinds of craft beer, which is not something that's been the later development of all this. And if you go in and you can either ask for a sample or get a sampler platter, that way you don't have to order, a pint of a beer that you think you won't like. You can try them a little bit. If you don't like sours, I encourage you to try them in small amounts because they're really good. But never judge a beer by the first taste. Always have at least two. because I think that's the only way you're going to know if you like it or not for sure.
Let's go to another caller now. Kurt is on the line in Green Bay. Kurt, hi.
Hi, how are you guys? So a couple of breweries in Green Bay area are would be Copper State and Titletown. They're right across from each other, and they both have some beautiful flavors. I just want to say that, you know, we love stouts and porters year-round. So, that's part of the reason that we love the craft breweries. We also love the ambiance and also the conversations that you get and the differences between the age groups. So one other brewery I just want to mention is the Anapi Brewery, which is up in Algoma. And they have a couple of brews, Little Soldier out there and another one called Two Stall. Great flavored beers, but I recommend just going out and trying anywhere and anywhere. So, I mean, try them all.
Kurt, thank you so much for calling in. And Kathy, that reminds me, and a couple of those are in Kurt's backyard, but beer and brewery and brewpub tourism is definitely more and more of a thing in Wisconsin. And you actually give some suggestions there. Share a couple ideas with us.
Well, you know, he mentioned Copper State, which is moved into the building that used to be Hinterland. And I haven't been able to get up there yet, and I really, really want to because I watched them go through a program here called Barley to Barrel. And so I heard their ideas for Copper State, and they sounded fabulous. You know, this part of it is you find a section of town. Find Green Bay, for instance, has a lot of breweries, and you could do them all in a weekend. If you get up there and you're going to a Packer game, go ahead and pick three to go to and then three others. Going to a brewery doesn't mean you have to get drunk. It just means you have to try their beer. And then you'll know if you go to a store later and you see cans or bottles, what to get.
And that's a good place to leave it. Thanks to Kathy Flanagan. She's a reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We've been talking about her new book, Beer Lovers Wisconsin, Best Breweries, Brew Pubs, and Beer Bars. You can still share your favorites. Why don't you tweet us at Central Time WPR.